It goes without saying that to be a Marine, you have to be tough, both physically and mentally. But which is more important? And more specifically, which is the bigger obstacle to successful training? Working on behalf of America's Marine Corps, Leslie Saxon of the Keck School of Medicine of the University of Southern California has been trying to find out. The elite of the Marine Corps is a group called Force Reconnaissance. These troops are employed in special operations, both green, in which having had to engage the enemy is deemed a failure, and black, where such engagement is the whole point. Initial training to join the force, open only to those already Marines or naval doctors, lasts 25 days. Among other things, it requires volunteers to tread water for nearly an hour, to run 8 miles, that's 12 kilometres, while carrying more than 50 pounds, about 23 kilograms of equipment, and to swim 100 yards, that's 90 metres, with hands and feet bound. Only half of those who volunteer for this training complete it. Of those who do not, roughly half are failed by the judges for posing a safety risk or for having a medical problem that stops them completing the course. The other half, though, drop out of their own volition. That high dropout rate is both expensive and vexing for Force Reconnaissance's recruiters. They therefore turn to Dr. Saxon to find out what is happening so that they can take steps to reduce the losses. To gather the relevant data, she picked 121 trainees and provided each of them with two devices, an iPhone and an Apple Watch, a wristband that both tells the time like a conventional watch and watches what the wearer gets up to. She loaded the phones with an app that asked participants a range of demographic and psychological questions at the start of their training. From the answers to these, she generated for each volunteer scores for the five main personality traits recognized by psychologists: openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. And also for ego resilience, ability to control anger and to control impulses when stressed, positive affect, a person's tendency to experience positive emotions when facing challenges, satisfaction with life, and level of psychopathy. The watch, meanwhile, monitored the number of steps its wearer took and kept track of both heart rate and calorie expenditure.